Ben had some problems back in October and had some bleeding, and so he had a doctor's checkup, and they ended up doing a colonoscopy on Halloween, which is, for a 9-year-old, not a whole lot of fun. And they found some polyps, and one of them was about the size of an egg in his colon, and they were not able to remove it, so they took a piece off and biopsied it, and it came back positive for cancer.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed.
Ben is the youngest one known. 12 years old was the youngest known before, but he was 9, and it's not expected for a child. November 13th, he had a colon resection up in Iowa City at the university. In January, he was getting sick a lot, and so he got admitted to the hospital again, and that's when they did an MRI, and we learned that it had spread to the brain.
We actually flew back out to San Diego, because he got to do the Super Bowl through Make-A-Wish. We went down and did dolphin training camp about 3 weeks ago. We saw about 24 states, plus the District of Columbia.
Taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making.
I hear all the positive things from the doctors and everyone else about the university. And we're very fortunate to have such a facility so awfully close.
Give the heavens above more than just a passing. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do.
January 17th, we had had problems for about a week, and we kept going back up, and then on the 17th, he had a fever, so they admitted him. They did an MRI that night about 9:30, and the doctor came in and said they found the other tumor, and it's down in the base of the brainstem where it's not operable. There's not a whole lot they can do for it. We learned that money and possessions don't matter, but who you have does. Prognosis is not good. It's actually down in the brainstem, which is where your heart functions, your breathing, the nerves for your vocal cords and stuff. There's also 3 other tumors that are up on the top of the brain and in the front. We're not so concerned about those, but the ones in the brainstem are not operable. It's where you go to where your priorities are, and you look at every day as a gift. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it the present.